some music, since we've got so many people listening from my old radio station. I've got some music from a band that almost got me kicked off, like torches and pitchforks. People were mad that I was playing this music because it was so weird and different. But it's polka music from Manitowoc, Wisconsin, a band called the Happy Schnapps Combo. And this one is called He Ate Too Much. And it's just, I thought it'd be a fun one to play, you know, for Thanksgiving. So here you go. The Happy Schnapps Combo. He Ate Too Much Polka.
All right.
Yeah, he ate too much. He got so doggone big, he had to skip his lunch. He went to Nutrisystem and he lost a lot of weight. Now the girls all love him, they say he looks just great. I used to be big and fat, eating all the time, because I am Italian, too much pasta and wine. German Carlton Schnitzel and that good Budweiser beer. I gained about 30 pounds, but now I've lost it here. He ate too much. Yeah, he ate too much. He got so doggone big, he had to skip his lunch. He went to Nutrisystem and he lost a lot of weight. Now the girls all love him, they say he looks just great. This is what I used to eat for the whole week long. Monday I would go for Schmalt out at the Fon. Tuesday night it's pizza at the Kochweit Supper Club. Wednesday I have chicken down at the dugout bar. Thursday I just lay around eating snacks all day. Friday's Ponderosa out to the Grand Buffet.
Hey!
Saturday it's down to Litz, burgers in my car. Sunday I have beef tips out at the Club Bilmar.
He ate too much, yeah, he ate too much.
He got so doggone big, he had to skip his lunch. He went to Nutrisystem and he lost a lot of weight.
Now the girls all love him, they say he looks just great.
Look just right, but I just can't get used to eating oh so light. I still crave spaghetti and peanuts in the jar. Boy, I could really go for a Hershey bar.
He ate too much, yeah, he ate too much.
He got so doggone big, he had to skip his lunch. He went to Nutrisystem and he lost a lot of weight.
Now the girls all love him, they say he looks just great. Now the girls all love him, say he looks just great. Hey!
Hey, wasn't that fun?
Oh my gosh, I loved that song.
I thought the Cheesers would like that one. The Happy Schnapps Combo and He Ate Too Much. You're coming back. The time is 8:04 at KVXE. And you're listening to Green Cheese with your hosts, Justine Jacobson and Shannon Antela.
Woohoo! And if you thought that music was awesome, wait until 9 o'clock. From 9 until midnight, we have KAXE After Dark with our co-hosts, Cassidy and McKeon Hugh Roberts, and they will be playing punk. I cannot wait to listen to them on the ride home, Justine.
I always like listening to what's on KAXE After Dark. That's a great addition to the roster, and Cassidy.
Yeah.
It does a great job. And remember, you can volunteer. You can be an on-air volunteer. You can volunteer in other ways, too, at KAXE. And just contact volunteer coordinator Dan Gannon at dgannon@kaxe.org.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
Should we refresh our questions?
We should. We shall. Go ahead, Shannon.
All right. Well, I'm still looking for Which actress of Gilmore Girls was also in the movie An Unmarried Woman? According to AAA, approximately how many Americans take to the roads for Thanksgiving? According to the Guinness Book of World Records, what did the heaviest turkey on record weigh? And this would be live turkey, not deceased turkey. I am looking for, how can you tell if a cranberry is ripe? What is the second most popular Thanksgiving side dish in the U.S.? Now, that's second most popular, not first, not third, second.
And green bean casserole has been guessed.
And that green bean casserole has been guessed. And I'm going to throw out one more. What state produces the most turkeys?
All right. Going back to the monologue at the beginning of the show, if you were listening then and paying attention, you will know the answer to this question. Where did Justine, or JJ as she was known, first see Chris and the Riverbend Dutchman perform? Still looking for what actress and comedian played villain Benita Bazaar in the kids' television series The Bugaloos? Still looking for the preliminary examination of a witness or juror by a judge or counsel that literally means to speak the truth is called what? Then let's put out there a new one. Still looking for the Patrick Manley Award, founded in 2019, is presented annually to the best U.S. college football player at what position? A new one. A device displaying a representation of the signal level in audio equipment is called a VU meter. What does VU stand for? In 1864, Rebecca Lee Crumpler became the first African-American woman to earn what? And what 2009 animated film's Israeli title is translated, It's Raining Falafel? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'd like to answer the question about the Hall brothers, or the hockey players. On the Chicago Blackhawks?
Yeah.
Is it the Hall brothers?
It is. Yeah. Where is my sheet with that question?
Oh, here, I'm going to...
Yep, thank you. I was looking for it. Yep, thank you. I was looking for it. I forgot to do that on the recap. Way to go.
Thanks.
Yeah, so the brothers that played together on the Chicago Blackhawks for 8 seasons from 1964 to 1972, Bobby and Dennis Hall. Good job.
Who's calling their little cheeser?
Brecken Snetsinger.
Well, Brecken. Nice to see you, Brecken. Is this your first time calling in?
I think I've heard Brecken.
No, I've been on a few other times before.
Nice. I think he's a reg, yep.
Nice.
Yep. Way to go, way to know that one, and way to hang on.
Yeah.
Good job.
Do you want to?
I have another question, too.
Okay.
All right.
For the 2019 award for the college player, is it the Heisman Trophy?
It is not, nope. I actually gave the name of the award. It's called the Patrick Manley Award, and it goes to the best U.S. college football player at what position? The Patrick Manley Award.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good job, though.
Do you have a shout-out at all, Brecken?
Oh, yeah. I'd like to give a shout-out to Camp 6-7.
Oh, there you go. 6-7. I was waiting for someone to do that.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks.
Yep.
Bye. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Green Cheese.
Hi.
It's Schlitzerland calling in again.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, we've been lucky tonight. Getting
you
in. Yeah, so this is going to be the last one.
Oh, don't. It's the luck of the draw.
Yes, it is.
Seriously.
That's true.
Yeah.
So you had a Bugaloos question.
Yeah.
And Benita Bazaar, I believe, was played by Martha Ray.
Yep.
Ding, ding, ding.
Good job.
We were asking, among our party here, we were asking about what commercials she did. And didn't she do, either a girdle commercial or a super poly grip denture?
I think it was super poly grip because she was the big mouth.
Yeah. right. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Good job.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks again for a great show. And shout out to all the green cheesers out there.
Very good. Thanks for listening. Thanks for taking us along.
Yep.
Bye.
Of course. Bye-bye.
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I have an answer to the cranberry question.
Well, put the listeners out of their misery. There's a few of them that are really wanting to hear what it is. What do you got?
The Cranberry Bounces.
Woohoo! That is correct. It does not float. It does not sink. If it bounces when you drop it.
That's the determiner, huh?
And that is the determiner.
That's why they bounce them down the conveyor belt.
Do you know how they
bounce
got
berries.
The... Yeah. Do you know how they got the bounce test?
I know that commercially they make them bounce. If they don't, they just fall in the waste.
Yep.
So the test is from a New Jersey farmer, John Pegleg Webb, who in 1880 spilled some cranberries down the stairs and unwittingly discovered that the better cranberries bounced to the bottom while the bruised ones remained on the top steps.
Blinded him with science.
That's why they call them bounceberries.
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 I never heard them called that, but now we...
Yeah.
Today I learned.
who is this again? Who called in?
This is Don of Don and Janet.
Oh,
hey, Don.
And we heard from Janet earlier. Yeah.
Yep.
Yes,
cool.
Indeed.
Cool.
Well, thank you.
Thanks. I have a shout out to my son Jeff in Woodridge.
Okie doke.
Well, thanks,
that's
Don.
It.
Okay, thanks, Don.
You
good
have
to
a
hear
good
from
night.
You. Bye. 218-326-1234. Oops. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, hi. Did you ever get an answer for the preliminary questioning of a witness or juror?
That's been attempted, but has not been answered.
How about Wad Dyer?
Well, I'm going to...
Woo!
Yep.
Just some big breath.
I do. I'm going to... I'm not being overcritical. I'm just going to say the pronunciation is Wad Dyer.
Ooh.
Wad Dyer, okay.
Wad Dyer.
Oh, thank you, my cousin Vinny.
Yeah.
Give him another ding.
I'm going to give you a ding for that. Yep. Well played, my friend. Yes. Yes. It literally means to speak the truth, and it is from the French.
Very cool.
Who's calling?
This is PJ, usually from Hickory Lake, normally at Buffalo, but speaking from Grand Casino at Hinckley.
Ooh.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for taking us along with you.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Win big.
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, somebody just got my question I was calling in for on the court thing.
Oh, Wad Dyer. So, yep.
Yeah.
I'll give you the the little ding.
I appreciate it. I could use a ding. But I was paying attention in the beginning. And I think the first place the polka band played was the Itasca State Fair.
Itasca what fair?
County Fair, sorry.
Oh.
There you go. Yeah, on Jeopardy, you would have gotten it wrong. So,
Yeah.
She's not Alex.
I appreciate the forgiveness.
Yes,
and
well,
hey, that was really cool. That was a good song. And I remember the last time you were on, you played the Minnesota Polka. I love that, too.
Yep.
So, keep it up. That's good stuff.
Thanks.
Who's calling?
This is the Becker Sauna Crew, and I'd like to do a shout-out to all the Minnesotans who are out there in the world and who are listening for a taste of home.
Oh, yes. Thanks. Yeah. Not just Minnesotans. Mm-hmm. Wannabe Minnesotans,
yeah,
too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for listening.
Thanks.
Yeah, you betcha.
Okay, bye. 218-326-1234. We'll take one more question, then we'll refresh our questions. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi.
Hi. Go ahead.
I just forgot my answer and question.
Oh. Is this Nora?
I just forgot it.
Oh, that's okay.
Are you looking for the AAA, approximately how many Americans take to the roads for Thanksgiving or the heaviest
turkey? I know. What was the second most liked food on Thanksgiving?
The second most popular side dish?
The second most popular Thanksgiving side dish in the U.S.?
Mashed potatoes.
Woo! Way to go.
That was a complete guess.
Yep, it was mashed potatoes.
Good job.
Good job, Nora. Yeah. You want to give a shout out?
What?
Do you want to give a shout out?
What?
That's okay. We don't want to put you on the spot.
Yeah.
you've already run out of shout outs. Just say to all the cheesers.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, all the cheesers.
There you go. There you go, rock star.
Thanks,
all right,
Nora.
Bye. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Oops, I thought we were gonna
Yeah, I was calling about a football question.
Yeah, the Patrick Manley Award.
Yeah, that's for a long snapper.
Woo! Good job. Yep.
Andy and Burgess again. I'd like to give a shout out to Cheech and the stewards of Star Lake.
Very cool.
Thanks, Andy.
Thanks.
Yep.
Bye.
All right. Should we refresh?
Yes. I'm still looking for which actress of Gilmore Girls was also in the movie An Unmarried Woman. According to AAA, approximately how many Americans take to the roads for Thanksgiving? According to the Guinness Book of World Records, what did the heaviest turkey on record weigh? And this is a live turkey, not deceased turkey. Which state produces the most turkeys? And I'm going to put two new ones out there. Per CBS News, what is the most popular Thanksgiving side dish in Minnesota? Not U.S., in Minnesota. And what is the second most popular Thanksgiving dessert in the U.S.? Second most popular Thanksgiving dessert. Go ahead, Justine.
All right. Still out there, we're looking for a device displaying a representation of the signal level in audio equipment is called a VU meter. What does VU stand for? In 1864, Rebecca Lee Crumpler became the first African-American woman to earn what? What 2009 animated film's Israeli title is translated, It's Raining Falafel? Then let's put out there my final song from the monologue that I had at the beginning of my show that if you were paying attention, you will know the answer for. What is the name of Chris Kelchin's band that is featured in Song and Dance, the movie? The process of shaping metal by melting it down and then pouring it into a mold is called what? And which breed of chicken sports black and white barred plumage and a rosy red comb and is considered to be the first distinctly American chicken? What breed is that? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi there. Hi, this is Nancy from Little Down on Almelin. I would like to try to answer which state produces the most turkeys. Could it be Minnesota?
I know you get it, Nancy.
Okay,
yep.
How about this bell?
Nancy! She dinged us!
Oh, we got a bell party. Nice job. Way to go. Well played.
That was a nice
teacher's bell that I have.
Very cool.
Teacher's bell. Oh.
Okay.
Yep, so Minnesota produces the most turkeys by count, but by weight is actually North Carolina. And this is from the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Very good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Cool. Thanks, Nancy.
Thanks, Nancy.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Bye. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Hallie, and I have an answer to the falafel movie question.
Yeah, what 2009 animated film's Israeli title is translated, It's Raining Falafel?
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs?
Ooh.
I thought that was funny. Yeah, thank you. Good job.
Well, I have kids, so
yep.
You know, there you go.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Did I do a shout out?
Absolutely.
I would like to do a shout out to Jake, Little Jonah, Jeremy, Bill, Amanda, and Courtney.
Very nice.
Bill has the best size in Wright County.
Aw. Good job.
Thanks for listening, Hallie.
Thanks.
Thanks, bye-bye. Hallie. Bye. All right, 820, Shannon.
Oh, yes. Got? We receive support from Clocko Brewing Company in Grand Rapids, making traditional old world styles of beer, as well as modern classics for 8 years now. Their tap room is open Monday through Thursday, 3 to 8, Friday and Saturday, noon to 8, and Sunday from noon to 6. More info at clockobrewing.com.
Excellent. Back to the phone lines we go. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
God, ladies, I've been on hold so long, I was hoping to get that stuffing recipe again.
I think you could have drove to Hinckley.
Did I call the wrong station? Is this the recipe?
Do I have to hold your hand through it, too?
Well,
I'll send you the website after we get off the air.
Good deal. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to maybe take a stab at that, who's the largest turkey producer. I know we talk a lot of turkey in these parts, but is it Minnesota?
That's right, yeah. Rhinestone. Yep. Was that a chicken? Did you just crow?
He did. He crowed a little bit.
He did. Oh my goodness. I've never been crowed at.
Yeah. It is polka country, we're calling.
It is tonight, isn't it?
It is.
Good job playing the polka interlude. We love it.
I thought it would be a good fit. Yep.
Well, thanks for listening again, Rhinestone.
You got it. Shout out to Keach from Parts Unknown, Bud, and Mojo, and always Change and Furnace Filter Monthly.
Cool. Ooh. Thanks. Yeah, I think your buddy Keach is on the next call here, 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel upon.
It's not BTO, yeah, Nancy, so I'm happy.
Nancy just got my Minnesota turkey question as far, you know, the most output.
Mm-hmm.
And Rhinestone came in second with the guess. They're always stealing my thunder, those two.
Well, not tonight. You did have a couple there.
Yeah, right, I know. I'm putting my perfect record in jeopardy here. You asked what the most popular side dish in Minnesota is for Thanksgiving.
What do you got?
I hate to say it, but it's got to be that dang cranberry jelly thing that you just pour out of the can into a dish.
Jellied cranberry sauce from a can?
No,
because I'm from Minnesota, that's my favorite side dish, but that is not what I have, Keach. I know.
That is awful, by the way.
I'm sorry.
How could that be your favorite side dish?
I don't know. I mean, there's just something about it.
I make my own jellied cranberry sauce.
You can slice the can.
We know about you, Justine. You and your nerdy radio. stuff.
Well, you know, the people out there know it. I know there's people out there.
But I did love to hear about the White Castle stuffing.
Yeah.
I might bring that to the old potluck this year.
Yeah, it's legit good stuff. Yeah,
bring it to the picnic next year.
That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you think I won't?
Challenge accepted.
Yep, double dog daring you, Keach.
Yeah. All right. Well, shout out to you ladies. You're doing a heck of a job. And let me get a shout out to Nora for nailing that mashed potato one a few minutes ago.
I know. She's on fire.
She's a rock star for a youngin'.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Welcome aboard, right? Yeah. Cool.
Yep. All right. Adios.
Thanks, Keach. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Took me quite a few calls to get in tonight.
It's a popular show tonight.
But now you're in.
Here you are.
As a beer guzzler, Brainerd.
Hey, beer guzzler.
So the largest turkey, I'm glad Mojo cleared it up about, frozen turkey or live turkey.
Yeah.
It gives makes a big difference, you know, after you got a deer.
Oh,
it's
sure
a little bit lighter. But he guessed 62.
He did.
And he was off.
I'm just going to maybe say 64.
Nope. It's higher than that.
Okay.
Holy cow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Shout out to everybody.
It's like the ostrich.
Thanks for listening, Beer Guzzler.
All right. You guys have a good one.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah. Have you got the answer for
America's first chicken?
Oh, let me find it here and let me give it again. Which breed of chicken sports black and white barred plumage and a rosy red comb and is considered to be the first distinctly American chicken?
I'm not sure about the rosy red palm, but I'm going to guess Plymouth Rock Barred.
Ooh, okay, maybe that's another name for it, but that is not what I have.
Just a guess.
Yeah, well, that's a great guess. That's why I'm kind of, I'm not going to say that you're wrong, but it's not what I have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Who's calling?
It's Andy and Burgess.
Okay.
Well, hey, Andy. Times three.
Yep.
Thanks for the program.
Thanks, Andy. Thanks for listening. Bye. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello. Hey, this is Zoot.
Hi, Zoot.
Hey, Zoot.
Hey. Yeah, and I have to right away start out and say thanks to Keats for the Stella shout out. So Stella's my mother.
Aww.
We miss Linda. Don't like calling her out, but she did turn 95.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Yep, we got another one.
Oh, we double dinged, you guys.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. And anyway, she's a proud graduate of Greenway High School class of 48.
Cool.
But I am blessed right now. I'm sitting in a room with three engineers.
Okay.
And now that I don't know how this is going to go. The volume thing or the VU.
Yeah.
Like we thought that might be volume unit. But it is.
It is. Yep.
Ooh, score.
Yep.
And what was your question about shaving? Here, I'm going to put you on speakerphone so one of the engineers can hear you. They're all shaking their head no at me. But here we go. What was the question on the shaving metal and melting it down?
The process of shaping metal by melting it down and then pouring it into a mold is called what?
Casting? Forging?
Casting.
Oh, yay. Okay. Well, great. Thank you. And thanks for I wish Stella was listening because she would be just totally tickled pink. But shout back out to Linda and Zone Lake, Heat, Mojo and the Sauna, and all the cheesers. Thank you very much.
Just a quick note, you can have her listen. We have the archives on the website. Oh. So look back on tonight around
the next time I'm
8:25. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yep.
Thanks, Zoot.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
218-326-1234. Should we refresh our questions?
Yes. I'm still looking for which actress of Gilmore Girls was also in the movie An Unmarried Woman? According to AAA, approximately how many Americans take to the roads for Thanksgiving? According to the Guinness Book of World Records, what did the heaviest turkey on record weigh? And this is live weight. And this was back in 1989, and it still has not been broken since then.
That's a long-held record.
It is, yeah. Per CBS News, what is the most popular Thanksgiving side dish in Minnesota? What is the second most popular Thanksgiving dessert in U.S.? The second most popular?
Dessert,
yep. And I'll throw a new one out. Going with the Gilmore Girls theme, what was the name of the actress who played Babette in Gilmore Girls? Go ahead.
Okay, 218-326-1234. Still looking for the answer to what is the name of Chris Kelchin's band that is featured in Song and Dance, the movie? Which breed of chicken sports black and white barred plumage and a rosy red comb and is considered to be the first distinctly American chicken? In 1864, Rebecca Lee Crumpler became the first African-American woman to earn what? Then let's put out there a couple of new ones. The term for a curling match comes from the Dutch words for league play. This term for a curling match comes from the Dutch words for league play. And Bacillus anthracis is the bacteria that causes what? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I would like to answer the question about the second most popular dessert in the U.S. for Thanksgiving.
Go right ahead.
I think it's apple pie.
That is not what I have.
Good guess.
Good guess, though.
Would it be pecan pie?
Good that job.
That is correct. Pecan pie. Or pecan.
Pecan, if you're from the South.
Yeah. Paula Deen says pecan. Well,
they both very popular, so I knew it was one of the...
Excellent.
Who's calling?
This is the Nymar Loons.
Hey, Nymar Loons. Good to hear from you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you. I would like to shout out the Grading Warblers, and I would also like to shout out my nephew, William.
Very cool.
I'm sure they're listening tonight.
Thanks. Everybody's listening.
Thank you. Yes.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye.
218-326-1234. Here we go. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi.
Hi.
So this one's not a question, but my mom told me that I should call in and tell that if the first like side dish was hot pea pie.
Oh, are you talking about the second most popular dessert in the U.S.?
Yeah.
Yep, it was pecan pie or pecan. It was answered a few minutes ago, but you got it. Is this Nora again?
Yeah.
Okay, good job, hon.
Thank you, Nora.
Thanks.
And can I give a shout-out?
Sure, go ahead.
Oh, I thought this person on here was really funny. He said
6'7",
and I wanted to give a shout-out to him. He was really funny.
All right, cool.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Bye. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, it's Linda from Dome Lake.
Hi, Linda.
Hey, Linda.
Hello. So I think it was Carl and the Country Dutchman that was the band in the movie.
Oh, so close. So close. No, it was not Carl and the Country Dutchman. Carl Hartwig and the Country Dutchman. But good guess.
Oh, I thought that was part of their whole...
It's Chris Kelchin's band, so it's... And you are... It's so close. The names are very close.
Okay. Then I guess I got it. I didn't write it down right.
What is the name
I'm gonna
of...
I'm going to give a...
Go ahead.
Say it again.
What is the name of Chris Kelchin's band that is featured in Song and Dance, the movie? That was, and it is Carl and the Country Dutchman. It is something else.
Okay. I don't have another answer. That's how I wrote it down.
Okay. So, well, you knew that's an actual band. So good job. Yeah.
Well, I know. And I'm going to give a shout out to the earlier caller because when you played that polka, I remembered the last time you played a polka and I really liked it and tried to find it and couldn't find it. So for the caller who said Minnesota polka, it was like, because I was going to ask you guys, what was that other polka you played?
I think it was, it was Horsey Keep Your Tail Up.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. I'll look that one up.
That too. Was the Novotny Trio.
Okay.
Yep.
Horsey All right. Keep well, your thank you. Now I know those are great songs. So thanks for playing.
Oh, I got a ton of them.
Already.
But right. I only get one per show, so.
Yep. I'll look these up. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Linda.
Bye.
Bye.
Support from KAXE comes from Edwards LaPlante Construction in Grand Rapids, providing new residential construction, remodeling, siding, and window projects since 1957. More information at edwardslaplante.com. And for our listeners tonight, after me and Justine get done with our trivia, we have KAXE After Dark from 9 till midnight with Cassidy and McKee and Hugh Roberts playing some punk rock.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. Let's jump right back into the phone lines because I know we've got people on hold that are waiting to answer. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I'd like to answer the Minnesota side dish.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is it mashed potatoes?
It is not mashed potatoes. That was the U.S. second most popular Thanksgiving side dish, but not Minnesota's.
Okay, well, I'm going to go, because the camp said it was mashed potatoes, but I'll say my answer. Is it stuffing?
No, it's not. Dang what it. I have. Okay. I know. It's a tricky one.
Okay.
Yeah. Who's calling?
This is Tommy from Camp Snaps No Regrets. Can I do a shout-out?
Yeah, go ahead, Tommy.
Yeah, I'd like to shout-out to Brecken at Camp 6-7. That kid sounded pretty active.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I love the young energy, the youth.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, they're bringing a good vibe.
Nobody knows what it means, but it's still funny.
That's the best part of it.
Yep,
nobody knows.
Yep.
All right, you guys have a good night.
Thanks,
bye. Tommy.
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hi.
Let me answer the question about curling.
Yeah.
I believe that's called a bonspiel.
Very good.
Woo!
Yep.
I've done it twice, so.
Cool.
I picked up a few things.
Yeah, well, I had a bunch of curling questions on my last show, and I got schooled on a couple of them, which I don't mind. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I like that. It's the Dutch term for league play, bonspiel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Excellent. Good job.
Right, can I give a, this is Sean from the Sioux Line Crew. I want to give a shout out to the Gordon Gang in Wisconsin, and a shout out to the Pelican Lake Pirates in Minnesota.
Very cool. Thanks.
Thanks for listening.
Right, thanks.
Thanks.
Yeah, bye. Absolutely.
All right. We'll take one more caller, then we'll refresh our questions. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. This is Brandy Jo Bachman.
Hey, Brandy Jo.
Oh, yay. I'm so excited to be calling in.
I'm excited you're here.
So we're having a debate over the Minnesota Thanksgiving side dish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to flip a coin and go with stuffing.
Nope, not that's stuffing. Not what I have.
Oh, I bet it's the other one. Shoot. Oh, well, next time.
Okay.
I will give you a hint. It's not what you would expect.
Oh, okay. Mm-mm. All right. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, you'll have to... tell us if we don't get it by the end of the
night. Yes, I will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, good. I want to give a shout out to my cousin BJ and my cousin Emma and Granty Pooh.
Excellent.
Thanks, Brandy Jo.
Thanks, Brandy Jo.
Thanks. Bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. Shannon, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So, still looking for which actress of Gilmore Girls also played in the movie An Unmarried Woman. What was the name of the actress who played Babette in Gilmore Girls? According to AAA, approximately how many Americans take to the roads for Thanksgiving? According to the Guinness Book of World Records, what did the heaviest turkey on record weigh? And this is live, and this has not been beaten since December 12, 1989. Per CBS News, what is the most popular Thanksgiving side dish in Minnesota? It is not mashed potatoes. It is not stuffing. It's not what you think.
Okay.
And I will throw out a new one, being from Minnesota here. Beatrice Ojikangas, who has authored such classic cookbooks like the Finnish Cookbook of 1964 and the Great Scandinavian Baking Book, hails from what town in Minnesota, or specifically township?
I met her.
Oh.
Yeah. I met her at a book signing in Montgomery, of all places.
Nice.
Yeah. Yep. She's a legend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Still out there, still looking for, what is the name of Chris Kelchin's band that is featured in Song and Dance, the movie? Which breed of chicken sports black and white barred plumage and a rosy red comb and is considered to be the first distinctly American chicken? In 1864, Rebecca Lee Crumpler became the first African-American woman to earn what? Still looking for, Bacillus anthracis is the bacteria that causes what? Then let's put out a couple of new questions. When you top a croque monsieur sandwich with a fried or poached egg, what is it called? In Creole cooking, what three aromatic vegetables comprise the trinity? And a Moby Dick question. What is the name of the whaling ship in Moby Dick, and who is its captain.
Ooh.
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
So is it Kelly Bishop, who was an unmarried woman?
Ah, yes! Nice. Kelly Bishop or Emily Gilmore, one of my favorite actors.
Yeah. It was great.
Thank you for putting me out of my misery here.
Thanks.
Okay, I'm calling from Lake Vermilion, and I wanted to give a shout-out to Beaver Creek Deer Camp and to the Queen of La Prairie.
And what was your first name? Or you just want to go by Lake Vermilion?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
God, ladies, I've been on hold so long, I just gave speech from parts unknown power of attorney.
But did you get to Hinckley for White Castle?
I'm not allowed to leave the grounds, ladies. Oh,
that's right, that capture. Bracelet, that pesky bracelet.
Mm-hmm. It's called an anklet.
An anklet.
In Hibbing, it's called a wristwatch.
So, girl,
I was going to answer that question about curling. The yep. band spiel, I thought yep. I had last rock, but like I said, I've been on hold so long.
Yep.
I get that stuffing recipe again, though. I want it in greater detail.
I'll
you're going to have to talk offline about this.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the oven set for? 350, right?
I just do it in the crock pot, but the...
Yeah. Tough road. So,
Mr.
Yeah.
Ryan, anyway. So do you have an answer for us tonight?
I think you tried.
He did. Yeah. I tried, and that's all I got. Shout out to Wise Furniture and Tom Getzinger. His Marconi is on the way. And I would say change your filters monthly, but I'm about to say everybody vote.
Awesome.
Ooh.
Yep.
Thanks so much for listening.
Thanks for calling. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
I have an answer for Babette and the Gilmore Girls.
Yes. Put me out of my misery.
It's Sally Struthers.
Woo! Yes. I have a bonus for you. What 1970s TV series did Sally Struthers co-star in?
All in the Family.
Oh, my gosh. Double Jane. Yes. Perfect. Who's calling?
This is Tracy from Brit.
Hey, Tracy.
Hey, Tracy.
And I will shout out to Brenda in Phoenix.
Excellent.
I'm sure she's listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thanks, Tracy.
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
I've been on hold so long, I'm tired of rhinestones from the Bippy's joke.
I think he feels the same, though.
He sounds like he's kind of running out of steam.
Yeah, you both are. We have that effect on them, Justine.
I'm kind of running out of steam.
No, you guys are doing great. You guys are doing great.
Keeping us hopping here.
Sultry voices on the radio. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
So hey, did you figure out what the Minnesota side dish is yet, Keach? Come on.
I got to take a stab at it, but I...
Stab away. Daintily.
I don't want to mess up my good record, but it better be pickled herring from the Day Fish Company.
Oh.
That's number one. The party pail.
Yep. I will say you are not close, but you're warmer than the rest of them.
Bring the pickled herring my way.
I'm giving you a tiny ring because...
I'll give you that for pickled
herring.
It is
not what you think, but it's not close.
Well, it ought to be.
It's in that era.
I could eat a whole quarter of that.
Yeah.
Yep. So
Scandinavian sushi.
Mm-hmm.
You're dang right.
Yep.
But I was gonna take a not a stab. I think I know it. the Holy Trinity of Creole cooking, isn't that onions, peppers, and celery?
Ooh.
Yep. Specifically, green bell pepper. But yep.
Yeah, okay, yep, you're right. Yep.
Very good.
You can sail.
I make a pretty good gumbo for a northern man.
Well, and you got two side dishes that you're gonna bring to the picnic. White Castle stuffing and gumbo.
We're holding you to it.
Yeah, I'm seeing a pattern here. I just need to feed everybody.
Huh? Yep. You know how it goes.
That's fine. I'm willing to do it. Let me just shout out to Brady Joe Bachman and those clowns she's partying with.
Thanks.
She's just done. Yep.
Bye. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'd like to answer the question about the Minnesota side dish.
Go for it.
It's raging. The debate is raging.
I thought it was going to be the cranberry. Mm-hmm. What is it, sir?
Is it sweet potatoes?
What sweet is it? Potatoes?
No, is that's not what potatoes? I have. Nope.
Yams?
Nope. No potato at all.
Good guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is this Brecken?
Yep.
Aha. Hey. I could tell. You had a shout out, Brecken.
Yeah.
She liked this. Nora liked the 6-7 reference. 6-7.
I'd also like to give a shout out.
Go right ahead.
I'd like to give a shout out to Tommy from Camp Smith. No regrets.
Okay.
Well, thanks. Have a good night.
Thanks for listening. Thanks yeah, for too. Calling. Bye. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I'd like to say the side dish was wild rice, but I think I'd be wrong. So yeah. I'm going to say mac and cheese.
No, that's not what I have.
That's not right either?
No, it's not. It is not what you... I'm going to give one more hint. It's something that... Well, this is Nancy, right?
Yes.
This is something that maybe you have made for potlucks.
Well, I have made mac and cheese for potlucks.
Yep.
Yeah, that doesn't narrow it down much.
It has mustard in it and what, paprika.
Potato salad?
Nope.
Oh.
You're getting close.
Okay.
You've given me enough help, and I have to let somebody else answer it.
Yep, okay, well, Nancy. We'll keep guessing, and if we don't get it, hopefully we'll remember to.
I will put everyone out of their misery. Yep.
Thanks.
But the wizard of Almeland has an answer.
Sure.
And it's the Pequod was the ship, and Captain Ahab.
Woo!
Moby Dick.
Very good. Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Good job. Yep.
Thanks. Nancy and the wizard.
Yep. Bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
I'm calling again about that chicken question.
Okay, yep.
Has it been answered?
No, it hasn't.
I'm going to guess Dominique this time.
Ooh.
You got it. Yep. Sport that. Which breed of chicken sports black and white barred plumage and a rosy red comb and is considered to be the first distinctly American chicken? It is Dominique. Or also pilgrim fowl.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Pilgrim fowl.
Is this Andy?
It is.
Good job, Andy.
So. I'm getting to know your voice, Andy.
Yep.
Mm.
He kind of has a Galahad quality about his voice.
A little bit.
Yep. Okay, thanks, Andy. Good job.
Thanks for that.
Mm-hmm. Bye. 218-326-1234. Should we refresh our questions?
Yep. So I'm still looking for, according to AAA, approximately how many Americans take to the roads for Thanksgiving? According to the Guinness Book of World Records, what did the heaviest turkey on record weigh? It is not 60 pounds. It is higher than that. And this is live turkey, not dead turkey. Per CBS News, what is the most popular Thanksgiving side dish in Minnesota? It is not what you think. It is not a potato. It is not wild rice. It is not stuffing. Think potluck. Think what grandma or maybe from the 1980s, 90s, and sometimes yet today for potluck. And I'm going to leave the rest at that.
Okay.
Yep.
Still looking for the answer to Bacillus anthracis is the bacteria that causes what? When you top a croque monsieur sandwich with a fried or poached egg, what is it called? In 1864, Rebecca Lee Crumpler became the first African-American woman to earn what? Then we'll do a couple of new ones because we're kind of coming to the end of the show here. And quote, and then they were upon her, unquote, is the final shocking sentence of what Shirley Jackson's short story.
Mm.
And then, new question, Leonardo da Vinci's illustration of a nude male figure inscribed in both a circle and a square that illustrates the ideal proportions of the human body and symbolizes the connection between human anatomy, mathematics, and the universe. What is the name of that illustration? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I wanted to answer that one about the side dish, the second most popular side dish.
In Minnesota.
In Minnesota. And what I thought was that we're a very simple people, so I thought it could be like a dinner roll. But then, you know, I thought I'd take a bit of a risk and say something like Snicker salad.
And, that sounds really good. That's not what I have, though.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Who's calling?
Hey, this is Andy from Milwaukee.
Oh, hey, Andy in Milwaukee.
Andy in Milwaukee.
Yeah. And a shout out to Screech and that. The Fool on the Hill. I love that name.
Mm-hmm.
And,
but he wasn't a fool tonight.
Yeah, Simon too.
Yep. Cool.
Hey, what was that question about the Moby Dick?
Oh, that got answered, but I was looking for the name of the whaling ship and the name of the captain.
Hey, well, have a great night. I love the show.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, Andy. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Bye. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, this is Sean from Sea Lion again.
Hi, Sean.
Hey, Sean.
I thought I had that side dish, but when you said mustard, I had no idea. So
that threw a lot of people for a loop, evidently.
Yes, it did. But I think I have the Da Vinci one. I think it's called the Vitruvian Man.
Vitruvian Man.
Woo-hoo.
Good job.
All right. Well, I'll just give a shout out to you guys for doing a great job.
Thank you so much.
A lot of fun.
Yeah. Thanks,
Happy
Sean.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too. Bye. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, I was going to guess on this side dish thing.
Okay, go for it. Put everyone out of their misery.
Yeah, at first I was going to guess the green bean casserole, but then you gave clues.
Yep.
And that was steering me to a potato salad, but now the clues lead me to deviled eggs. I'm saying deviled eggs.
Yes! Per CBS News, everyone's like, where did you learn this?
When
CBS
you scream, News, Shannon, you got to back away from the microphone a
so
little.
So sorry, I heard Justine's ears. I probably hurt right. Your ears.
I don't know when it's coming. I'm like, okay.
I know. I've just jolted her for the rest of the ride home, ladies and gentlemen.
These headphones are sensitive.
But that per CBS News, that is the most popular Thanksgiving side dish in Minnesota.
Deviled eggs. Wow, cool. You know, eggs. On a breakfast platter, I can eat one, maybe two eggs. Mm-hmm. Deviled eggs, I can eat a dozen.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Who's calling?
This is Doug from Isanti.
Hi, Doug.
Thanks, Doug. Yeah, thanks for listening.
Shout out to my lovely wife, Lisa.
Excellent.
Aw. Well, you have a good Thanksgiving,
yeah.
Doug.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
You as well.
Bye.
Yep, bye-bye.
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, good evening, ladies. Excellent show.
Well, thank you.
It's a lot of fun, and I want to take a stab at the side dish.
All right.
For those pesky Minnesotans. So, yeah, I think it was Keach that said pickled herring, and you said it was close. And that got me thinking. I was like, I hope it's not lutefisk. That's not my answer. But we're going down to Iowa, and my sister-in-law says, please bring those deviled eggs.
Yeah.
Yep, that is right. And it got answered like the last caller. But
okay.
The debate
giving you
has
a day.
Been settled.
Everyone's like, really?
That's a great question.
It was a good question. Yes.
Yeah, you stumped everybody.
I did. And I was thinking it was going to be the cranberry bouncing. Nope. It caught on the fourth or fifth try there.
Well, that's what we do. We get people talking. We get people thinking.
And you never know what question it's going to be.
And guessing and calling.
Yeah, it was fun. That was a good one.
Who's calling?
All right, this is Pop-Pop in the Attic, Oak Grove, Minnesota.
Aww. Hi, Pop-Pop. Yeah, tonight on a very special green cheese.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
thank you.
All right. Well, enjoy your Thanksgiving, ladies. Thank you very much.
Same to you. Yep.
Thanks,
Pop-Pop. Bye-bye. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Okay, the answer to the Duluth Baker was OG, OG King, B-O, okay, OG King, she's from Duluth.
Yep. So Beatrice Ojikangas, that is not, the Duluth is not what I have.
Okay. Superior?
Mm-hmm. No. Nope. She might have lived in those parts, but that is not where she was born and raised. Yep.
Good guess.
Yeah. Who's calling?
It's from Palisade. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Do you have any Beatrice Ojikangas cookbooks?
No, my Norwegian sister-in-law does.
Oh, yeah. I've got a few of them. Mm-hmm. I love her recipe for pula.
Yes.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling.
Listening.
You're welcome. And what was the side dish? It wasn't green bean casserole. I missed that one.
It was deviled eggs.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yep. From Minnesota. Yep.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Thank you much.
Thank you. Yeah,
thanks for listening. Bye. Okay, we can get a couple more. Well, one more question. Well, mm-hmm. This is the last answer, last caller right here. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi there. Somebody got the deviled egg question, but yep. I'll take a stab at that turkey question.
One more time, and then I'm going to give you the answer if you don't get it.
Is it 77?
No, you are closer than the rest. It is 86 pounds.
And what was the original question?
82.
Yep. So according to the Guinness Book of World Records, what did the heaviest turkey on record weigh? 86 pounds. This turkey was named Tyson. And the record was set in London on December 12th, 1989. So
well, there you have it.
It still has yet to be beat because I double checked on the Guinness Book of World Records site today.
Mm-hmm. All right, can I give a shout-out to Hot Toddy and the Garza Campground?
Yeah, and who is this?
This is Roger from Reamer.
Hey,
well,
Rog.
Thank you, Roger.
You're the last caller. Congratulations. What a great way to wind it up. Thank you for listening, and thanks for calling.
Yes. Have a good night.
All right. Well, Shannon, wasn't that fun?
Oh, it was so much fun. And I'm going to give the answer to the triple A.
Okay.
Approximately how many Americans take to the roads for Thanksgiving? 73 million by car.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. I'm not going to give any of the answers to my questions because I'm going to put them
I'm keeping
back
the Beatrice,
rotation.
I'm keeping the Beatrice Ojikangas for another show.
B. Ojikangas. I love that lady. Okay, here we go.
This is a special request. Hope you enjoy it.
I try to find how my heart.
You got a shout out for all of our callers tonight.
We had over 40 callers tonight. So,
well, we had a lot more than that, but that's how many got through.
That is how many got through. So we have Nancy from Amelin Times 3, Fool in the Woods, Gene from Chisholm, Lutzen, Simon of the Lakes Times 2, Nora from Brainerd Times 5, Keach from Parts Unknown Times 4, Anoka, Switzerland, Ed from Cedar Island, Andy in Vergas Times 5, Linda from Doan Lake Times 3, Janet from Don and Janet, Tim from Park Rapids, Adam from Schlitzerland times 3, Nymor Loons times 2, Eric from Inky Lake, Laura from Montgomery, Tim from New Prague, Stephen John from Stedbury, Rhinestone in the Biffy, or from the Biffy times 2, Mojo from the Sauna, Zippy Turtle Strike, Brecken times 2, Don and Janet, PJ at Grand Casino, hope you won, Becker Sauna Crew, Hallie, Beer Guzzler, Zoot, Tommy from Camp Sets, Sean from the Soon Line Crew times 2, Brandy Joe Bachman, Lake Vermilion, Tracy from Brit, Andy from Milwaukee, Doug from Isanti, Pop Pop in the Attic, Palisade, and lastly but not leastly, Roger from Reamer.
A great big Green Cheese Thanksgiving shout out to all of you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your support of Northern Community Radio.
You guys drive safe next week and watch for those deer.
Yep.
Thanksgiving is going to be upon us. And before you know it here, in the next couple minutes, you'll be listening KAXE After Dark, Cassie and McKee and Hugh Roberts with punk rock from 9 until midnight.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley and Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.